Thank you. Seen one of these before? Thanks for coming out for the Hartford premiere of the Flecktone Experience. So anyway, how's everybody doing? Do you believe in magic? Because I definitely don't. I do believe in technology. And we're going to carry on in the old-fashioned way, with a tune called Half Moon Bay. Thank you. Let me introduce these guys to you. Starting on my right, the harmonica that ate Chicago. It should be noted that Howard is playing a conventional blues harmonica or a diatonic harmonica, which does not have the chromatic notes on it. And of course, he seems to be playing those chromatic notes, which isn't really possible, but what the hey, you know? That's why he's in the band. This is Howard Levy. And he's, of course, a great keyboard player as well. Don't let me forget that. Let's see. We got a bass player over here showing you his best side. What can I say about this guy that hasn't already been said about Jack Lemmon? Victor called me up on the telephone. This is the way we met, and started playing what sounded an awful lot like banjo tunes on the bass. And so we decided we had to get together and play some music together so we could play them together. And this is Victor Wooten. But you can call him Guido. And now the difficult part. Victor's older brother spent a lot of time in the closet, and he's coming out. I'm gonna let him tell you a little bit about it.
I guess everybody's wondering what I'm playing. It's kind of a cross. Well, it's a drum concept, and I play regular drums, and just working on different theories and things, and trying to extend the drum thing, and so it's kind of transforming into a new plateau. So basically the drums that you're hearing are being played from this beast. And I got just a minute. And I have different cymbals and toys and stuff, different colors, you know. Cymbals that go in, the crash cymbals. Snare drum. Swiss cymbals. And then I got different kind of stuff too. Lots of toys. Miles Davis cymbal. So anyway, I have lots of different toys and stuff to play around with. And now this is my drumatar concept. Thanks a lot.
That's Roy Wooten on the drumatar. So we're going to feature Victor Wooten here. He's going to play a tune that has to do a little bit to do with that banjo sound we were talking about. And so we're going to kind of play banjos together on this tune, and it's called Emerald Falls. Let's let him show off before we start with something tasteless, hopefully. Let's feature Howard Levy. We're going to do one of his typical Howard Levy tunes. It's sort of a, like a Latin, Bulgarian, cosmic rumba. And it's called Caliente. Well, it looks like I'm going to play a solo, doesn't it? Everybody's left me alone up here. All I have left is my trusty five driver. And my best friend in the world. My Macintosh computer. I call him Earl. I'm going to play you a piece that is all sampled banjo sounds. Do people know what sampling is? Or let me explain it. Just give a basic thumbnail sketch. A sampler is basically a tape recorder. And so what I have done is tape recorded different sounds off the banjo. Sounds like like a hitting the head or hitting the, I don't like that reverb amp. Hitting the head or hitting the back of the banjo. Or sliding your finger pick across the head, hitting the tailpiece. So I have all these sounds in the sampler, as well as I took the lowest string of the banjo and took it down several octaves and made it into a bass. And I'm going to play you this piece that features some of these sounds.
Thank you.
Want to hear another one? Somebody want to hear some bluegrass? Are there any bluegrass fans here? Well, okay. Actually, I tried to teach the Flecktones some bluegrass, and we had a little trouble capturing that high lonesome sound. But Earl, I mean, you know, he's primed. I mean, every once in a while he kind of goes gaga on me or glitches or gets real weird, but most of the time he behaves pretty good, so I'll play a little bluegrass with Earl. Thank you. Well, we're going to do one more tune for this set, and we'll be back with a lot more new music to play for you. We mentioned that we have a record coming out in January on the Warner Brothers label, and we've been playing a lot of tunes from that record. This is one of them. It's called See Brazil. Thank you.
Thank you.
Howdy, friends and neighbors, and welcome back to the big show. That was a tune called Hurricane Camille from our soon-to-be-released Warner Brothers record. And we're going to carry on with some tunes we have not recorded, but we like. At least three of us like them.
I love
them. That's you and me. And Earl. So these are kind of sort of sort of Latin sort of things. And I wrote the first one, and the second one I heard from a group who had heard it from a group. And the group that had heard it from a group was called Laughing Hands. And the group that they heard it from, I don't know who they were.
Thank you.
Let's feature Howard Levy. Let's get him to play something.
Well, Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, that was a tune called Reflections of Lucy. And before that, we played a tune from the Drive album called Slipstream. And now we're going to play something else, just to make it interesting. This is a tune that used to be played a lot by Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. And we like to kind of jump into that every once in a while. It's called A Lucha. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got a nasty little tune planned for you right about now. It's sort of a evil little number, and it features Victor Wooten. What? Victor wants to talk to you about something, and then we're going to do a tune called Sinister Minister.
Well, to all you party people who are checking out the show, you're listening to the tunes of the Mighty Flecktones. Howard's on the harp, and Victor on the bass, and Roy on the drums. It must have come from outer space. Well, Baylor's on the banjo. He's the big Flecktone. He wants to take the banjo to galaxies unknown. The music, but now we have to go. But before we do, there's one thing you ought to know. If the music sounds good and you like what we're playing, remember, we're the Flecktones. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Victor Rudman.
Feel better? Boy, we all do. Well, we're nearing the end of our program, and we're also reaching the intergalactic part of our program. This is the part where we do the tune, Mars Needs Women. Yeah. And it sort of tells a story. It's two little pieces, and you can kind of hear the cold wind blowing through the craters. But the first part of it tells the lonely tale of the space miners as they travel 8 or so light years to get to Mars. And while they're traveling, they have these little catalogs, kind of like they had in the old days in Alaska, where if you were out there for a long time and you got rich enough to buy a wife, you could send back home for one. And so they were out there for about 3 or 4 light years, and they started thinking it was, you know, time to order some. And should I go on, or is this? Okay. So they put in their order for some wives, and is that you or me? That's me? Wow. And, of course, the wives are about 4 light years behind them, so by the time they arrive on Mars, they've developed a, you know, a happy male society. Everything's working just fine without women. And but in the second part of the tune, the women get there. The first part of the tune is called Space is a Lonely Place. And the second part of the tune is called They're Here. And this is the part, you can kind of hear there's a male theme, and then there's a female theme, and then there's some confusion where they're sort of trying to work it all back out again and reintroduce the female into the Martian society. Should I go on? It's about time for me to stop, isn't it? Okay, but at the end, luckily, everything is restored and woman is again in control. So I'd like to start out by apologizing for that story, and then I'd like to thank you all for being here. And we've had a great time. Thanks a lot. Thank you. put it that way. Well, I guess we'll do something from a piece that I wrote with a fellow named Edgar Meyer, who some of you may know of. We wrote a piece. I'm going to see if I can find this. There's one piece of music I can't quite remember. I think it's in here somewhere. So this is the fourth movement of Quintet for Banjo and Strings, and sort of inspired by the Pac-Man game, this is called The Chase. Thanks again. By the way, this is Howard Levy. Guido the Little Man. Victor Wooten. Roy the Future Man. Wooten. And I'm your host and fearless interpreter, Bela Fleck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the Flecktones.